This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027.
Welcome back to Classic Business on Classic 1027. And it's time to talk statistics. Lies, 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 and damn statistics. Well, without credible statistics, the policy development, planning, and decision-making process in government is an absolutely blind one. The government cannot learn from its mistakes, and the public cannot hold the government accountable. So statistics are all important. Now, releasing the quarterly labour force survey results for the first quarter of 2018 today, Stats SA revealed that little has changed. Unemployment, the rate of unemployment at least, remains static at 26.7% quarter on quarter. And of the 307,000 new entrants to the labour force, some 206,000 were absorbed, and the labour force participation rate edged higher to 59.3%, that from 58.8% in the fourth quarter of last year. I'm joined now by the new Statistician General and Head of Stats South Africa, Risenga Maluleke. Risenga, welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mike, and greetings to the listeners.
Which industries are behind the quarterly employment increase of 206,000 new jobs?
It's largely in the formal sector, non-agricultural, the informal sector, non-agricultural, and in the formal sector, non-agricultural, we have seen an increase of about 110,000 people, and in the informal sector, non-agricultural, 93,000, as well as in private households. But in agriculture, of course, we had the loss of about 3,000 jobs. So when you look at that, that gives accounts for the 206,000 quarter on quarter, which then brings the people employed in South Africa for the quarter to 16.4 million.
If we look at the numbers and we start stratifying the numbers by age group, we see that the unemployment rate for those aged between 25 and 34 is double that of the 45 to 54 year olds. And it is a worrying trend that we see. We're not alone in this. It's a global trend of rising youth unemployment. But ours is particularly acute. And if you look through the numbers, one of the big worrying trends for me was the higher unemployment among university graduates, because it's tended to correlate that if you a graduate, that you are employable. But we're seeing that starting to slip.
Generally, and before we look at youth, when you are a graduate, your unemployment is relatively lower than people with less than matric or with matric. I think unemployment rate of graduates, regardless of the age, generally is about 7.9% compared to that one of people with less than matric at about 31%. But now, when we come and look at the age, those aged 15 to 34 are affected the most, regardless of their educational status. But largely, those aged 15 to 24, theirs, even for graduates, is sitting at about 34%. I think it's 33.5 to be exact. Now, if you ask me, unemployment for young people is just an issue there. They're actually affected by unemployment the most than the other age groups.
It is an alarming trend, because it indicates that it's becoming more difficult for those young people to access the labour market. A lot of the research tends to indicate that as soon as you get your first job, you're likely to remain employed, particularly if you've got a skill or some kind of qualification behind you. So I suppose that's why it's so important to see initiatives like the Youth Employment Service, which is this public-private partnership launched by the President recently.
Certainly.
Of the 10.3 million people aged between 15 to 24 years, 32.4%, so let's put that into numbers, that's roughly 3.3 million youth, are currently not in employment, education, or training. They're known as NEETs. And that really implies that close to one in three young South Africans between the ages of 15 and 24 years is disengaged from the labour market. If you were to speculate, why is this? What is the correlation here between unemployment and education?
The job of a statistician, especially the one in official practice like myself, Mike, is not to speculate, it's to measure. So I measure what has happened. But being speculative would make us lose the objective view of the numbers. So my point would be, certainly we have gone, there are about 10.3 million of those aged 15 to 24, and of those, about 3.3 million are not in employment, education and training, and thus accounting for the 2.4. But that's what we have measured. But we would not be speculative about it.
I suppose that's up to government to look at the numbers and to try and figure out why we're not capturing a young, hopefully upwardly ambitious and energized part of the labor force. Why are we losing them? Why are they losing hope?
But not only for I think it's for government, for captains of industry, as well as for researchers to unpack this subject a lot more, because as Tetsa say, we measure at the level of outcomes. Now there are issues of impact and all these issues in relation to policies, and this is what government and researchers can continue engaging on.
Now, there's clearly a geographic element to the picture as well, because while the official unemployment rate has remained fairly static, if you look at the provincial unemployment rates, it's quite staggered. It actually increased in 7 of the 9 provinces, and it decreased in 2 of the provinces. And I don't think any prizes for guessing which are those 2 provinces where it decreased. Really, the economic powerhouses of Gauteng and
KwaZulu-Natal
and KZN, which was actually a surprise. I thought it might have been the Western Cape, but we've seen increases in all the other provinces. Is there any insights that you can derive from that? I mean, one would automatically infer that there's a correlation between governance and unemployment rates here, but I suppose that's bordering on the side of speculation.
Well, you're quite right, Mike. We wouldn't speculate if we haven't gone to study it, if we haven't gone to include that question in the survey, we would be very speculative. So we wouldn't be quite speculative. But one thing that we can tell you is that unemployment in the Eastern Cape is the highest amongst the provinces at 35.6%. And followed by the Free State, followed by Mpumalanga, and then Limpopo and the Western Cape have the lowest unemployment rate, sitting at 19.9% and 19.7%, around 20%, both of them. But with Limpopo, there is a trick to that, because when we look at the expanded unemployment rate, we see that that one of Limpopo then shoots to 37.6, which then tells us that the majority of people in Limpopo have become discouraged work seekers.
And we know there's a very large expanded public works component to jobs in some of those outlying provinces as well. So it'll be interesting for researchers to go and have a look at any potential correlations there. Now, Rasenga, your budget was tabled in Parliament last week. $2.2 billion to be exact, to maintain basic statistics, your core function. And you've got 3 other pillars: to institutionalize the integrated indicator framework. You're focused on integrating and innovating and modernizing the statistics value chain, and obviously transformation and organizational reform. Are you satisfied? Do you have sufficient financial capacity to deliver on those 4 key pillars?
But there are other issues that we will be looking at, like planning for Census 2021, as well as driving legislative reform. And legislative reform is not a matter that requires finances. Generally, and not for specific, one thing that we have picked up is that almost everyone across government, government departments, because we are equally a government department, are not having enough funds to run the operation. Now, you always off your dress with the size of your plant. Except that it doesn't mean that there will be no challenges deal with issues, especially in relation to innovating and modernizing the statistical value chain. So when you look at the in the area of bringing in technology in computer assisted personal interviews, moving away from the paper assisted personal interviews, it would mean that we have to run parallel surveys. And in running parallel surveys, it means that you have then to have an increase a bit on your budget until you hold on steadily to be able to say that the new approach we are using is giving us the results that methodologically are methodologically sound. Now, with the kind of a budget that we have, we are going to have challenges in that area. But as regards the area of maintaining basic statistics, we should continue to do so, Mike.
And from a capacity perspective, I was watching the debate last week, and one of the MPs raised a concern around vacancies. I think the number was bandied about around 170 vacancies currently at Stats SA. Are you concerned about a potential loss of institutional skill here? Do you have the budget to cover the shortfall? Are you maintaining an attractive employment proposition?
I would certainly be concerned. Any leader would be concerned when they are losing key staff members. I certainly am concerned. As you are indicating, certainly at the stage we do not have sufficient funds to fill those critical positions, and we are now relying on moving people internally and making arrangements for people to step in and close gap and act, but that's not sustainable in the long run. So we will have to find a solution, and engagement is ongoing. With our colleagues at National Treasury, and certainly we have all the necessary political support from our minister, Dr. Nkosa Dlamini Zuma, and then previously we had Minister Jeff Radebe as our minister. We had the support, but as I'm indicating, that's one part. All we need to do in the end is certainly to get this matter sorted out in the long run.
As we know, belts are being tightened all over government at the moment. We have a raft of budgets being presented and debated in the House, but we need a very well-functioning, well-staffed, well-equipped and capacitated Stats South Africa so we can make well-informed, evidence-based policy decisions here in South Africa. Statistician General, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mike, and again, thanks to the listeners.
That was Statistician General and Head of Stats South Africa, Risenga Maluleke, with a bit of a reality check. That is the Quarterly Labour Force Survey. And we're going to talk the business of film on the panel, as we've got a delegation in Cairns. But first, let's cross to Pusaletso Peterson for the day's news wrap.